A map of the tube comes in handy for today's geoquiz. The map of London's subway, known as the Tube or Underground, is a classic. Let's get on the train. Here comes one now. The visual design of the Tube map was inspired by electric circuit diagrams. The map helps riders navigate the system's 270 subway stations. Every once in a while, transportation officials update the map. Normally, nobody notices. But the newest map of the Underground leaves out the river that divides North and South London. Many Londoners are crying foul. They say the River Thames serves as a kind of compass point on the map. We'll hear more on that in just a few seconds. First, here's your challenge. Can you name any other major international city where the local subway map does not show a big river? Paris and New Delhi do. We want the names of cities that don't. All right, let's get off this train and find out the answer. Mark Ovenden is a map aficionado. He's the author of Transit Maps of the World. Hi, Mark.
Hello there, Marco.
Now, you're no stranger to the London Underground. Who came up with this idea to white out the River Thames on the London subway map?
Well, this would have come from Transport for London, who are the operators of the system now. And they have for some time been trying to take some of the clutter off of the classic map design. So I think that was probably the thinking. But to remove the River Thames, such an iconic geographic feature of London, is a very strange decision, it's got to be said.
And how big a controversy has this turned out to be?
It's one of those weird things that no one appears interested in a thing like a map because it's just stuck on a wall or in your pocket. But suddenly when it's changed, everybody has an opinion. And it's caused huge furore. It's on all the radio station talk shows. It's in all the newspapers. Everyone's talking about why they've taken the Thames off the London map.
Subway maps often leave out a lot of geographic detail. Don't they have to be simple in order to be clear to even the most map-illiterate travelers?
Well, the whole point about making a diagram of a complex system like a subway is that you're going to have to leave off certain details. And when you're dealing with tunnels under the ground, it's obviously quite a good idea to leave off a lot of the surface features. But when Harry Beck, the original designer of the London Tube diagram back in 1933, first had the idea of doing a diagram for London, he decided it would be a good idea to keep at least one geographic feature on the map so people could orientate themselves in amongst his changing aspects of the city.
So put this into perspective for us internationally, Mark. We asked our listeners today to name any other cities whose transit maps leave out the major rivers. Do you know of any?
Yes, indeed. We can have a whole long list of them, the ones that leave the river off nowadays on their official maps. And they would be, for example, Berlin, Madrid, Osaka, Bilbao, Stockholm, Shanghai, Chicago, Beijing even. So those are the kind of places where they produced a map of their subway system and they haven't included the river on the most recent version.
Right. And if you listeners got any of those cities, give yourselves a pat on the back and jump over the turnstile to get a free ride. Have you actually ridden on all those systems, Mark?
Hey, wouldn't it be great? If only we had the money to go all over the world and jump on every subway. I think there are a few specialists who have done that, lucky things. But unfortunately, I think I've only been on about a third of the subways in the whole world, actually, at the moment.
And Mark, will you predict here and now that the River Thames will mysteriously reappear in future editions?
I give it a few months and the River Thames will be back. You need to know where you are in a city like London. I think probably by the end of the year, when the reprint comes out, the Thames will mysteriously reappear.
Mark Ovenden, author of Transit Maps of the World, and you've got a forthcoming book on the Paris Metro, and I dare say they'll never drop the Seine from their map, Zut alors. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Marco.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.